Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded. Unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for calling into our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon.
Muted.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to thank you for joining Message of Christ Church, where the senior pastor is Pastor Sylvia Staples. We want to thank you for joining our Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Mega Prayer Hour. You are tuned into our broadcast, which the number is 641, area code 641-715-3670. Again, the area code for our broadcast is 641-715-3670. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we invite you to join us back for Miracle Monday. That's at 7 p.m. at the same broadcast number. And also every Sunday at 8 a.m., we welcome you to join us back for our morning Bible study every 8 a.m. Every Sunday at 8 a.m., we welcome you to join us back to this very broadcast number. If you are in need of any prayer or if you need any clarity of any of the events or conferences that's coming up, we ask that you reach out to us via telephone, our local administrative line. You can also leave your prayer request, and the prayer request will be distributed amongst the prayer team. Our local number is 773-609-2071. Again, our local administrative line, if you need any clarity or prayer requests or any information pertaining to any of the conferences, you can call us at 773-609-2071. We do have two conferences that's coming up in the month of October. The conference that is scheduled for October 28th is the Victorious Women's Conference. We invite you out. It is held in Chicago, Illinois. The location is in Bucktown Wicker Park Library, which is 1707 North Milwaukee. That's in Chicago. And it's October 8, 2016. And the time is from 12 to 3 p.m. The next conference that we have in October is the Women's Fall Conference, which is presented by Pastor Sylvia Staples Ministries. And it's the theme, The Battle Is Not Yours. That's held Sunday, October the 23rd, 2016. The time is 3:30 p.m. The location is Grace Christ Fellowship, which is located in Mounds, Illinois. And the address is 223 Oak Street, where the pastor is Lloyd Jordan, Pastor Lloyd Jordan. We invite you to join us for each of the conferences if you have a heart to join us in those conferences. This is the month of September, which is ending this month, but it's not too late for you to go ahead and touch and agree with your seed for the ninth month, for the expectation of you sowing a seed into Message of Christ Church for what it's you're expecting, and adding your number nine to your seed. We just ask that as you sow into the ministry, just trust and expect from your sowing as you sow whatever seed it is that God's placed on your heart, adding the number nine to that seed. You can call the ministry or you can go to our website. There is a PayPal at the website, which is messageofchrist.net, and there you will find the website on the website. There you will find the PayPal information to sow your seed. You will also find the prayer wall that's there. We encourage you to continue to make your requests known. We encourage your testimonies and your praise reports. But for the seed, you can find the information for PayPal, or you can also use the U.S. mailing address, which is Message of Christ at P.O. Box 390-762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois, and the zip code is 60639. Again, you can use the U.S. mailing address to sow your seed, or for any reference into the ministry at Message of Christ, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. You can also reach out to us by way of email, which is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Again, that is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. If you are on the internet and you are in social media, we ask that you request Pastor Sylvia Staples on Facebook as Sylvia Staples to be your friend. There you will find daily encouraging word, prophetic speaking, and a lot of word that goes forward. Also, you will have reminders of different broadcasts that she held throughout the week. So we ask that you, if you're on social media, we ask that you request on Facebook to actually be her friend so that you can be updated with word and what's going on with the ministry. We thank you again for joining us this morning. This is our Touch and Agree week. I am your host, Rolanda Brooks. As we go into Touch and Agree, I just want to open up with a scripture before we go into Touch and Agree. And it's pertaining to the understanding of touch and agreeing. And we all are familiar with this scripture. It is coming out of Matthew 18:19-20. And I'm reading a version out of the Message Bible. And it reads, "Take this most seriously. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there." Again, that is our scripture for touching and agree, Matthew 18:19-20, out of the Message Bible. And in the King James Bible, it reads, "If two or three are gathered in his name, that he will be in the midst." So as we touch and
unmuted,
I want to thank God for that scripture. Touch and agree.
Muted.
All of our callers, we want to touch and agree with every nation that's calling in, every city that's calling in. We want to touch and agree with every member or every participant of Message of Christ Church. We want to touch and agree for the work that God has called us all to do. When we wake up and we command our morning, when we wake up and we petition the Father, he says, "Seek him first, the kingdom of heaven." We're seeking him this morning. So whatever we're touching and agreeing with, it's more than one person on the phone, including me as the host. And our pastor has to open up the line, so that's two already. So it's dependent on your faith, depending on that expectation that was spoken about when you even sow into the ministry or you sow into anything in life, you reap what it is that you sow. So that expectation has to even go further into touch and agree. So as we go forward, just to say a short prayer before the lines are open, you star six to mute in and you star six to mute out. We just want to thank our Heavenly Father. We just want to come to him as boldly and securely as we can. We want to humble ourselves before him, humble ourselves before the throne of God this morning. And as we come to you, Heavenly Father, we come to touch and agree, Father God, on anything in this earth, Father God, because we are the planting of the Lord. We are the planting of every seed harvest. We are the planting of every nation. We are the planting of strength. We are the planting of greatness. So we come right now to petition you, Father God, for whatever is not Father God. We ask, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, as we speak those things, that it is so, Father God, that whatever we touch and agree with, Father God, whatever we put our hands through, Father God, this morning, Father God, that we praise you and worship you because it's already done, Father God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, because you called us to worship. You place us, Father God, yes, Lord, in this earth to worship, Father God. You've given us life to worship, Father God. You've given us life to praise you, Father God. So we come to you not to, Father God, yes, Lord, accept this hour in vain, not to not be involved, Father God, or engage ourselves, Father, in the power of Message of Christ Church, Father God. But we thank you right now for planting Message of Christ Church, Father God, in our spirit, Father God, for giving us, Father God, an avenue, Father God, that we can come to you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can actually seek your face, Father God, and stand in agreement, Father God, with power today, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just thank you. We bless you, Father God. We magnify every request right now unto you, Father. We praise and worship for every request unto you, Father God. And we thank you as we come to bombard heaven, Father God, with our request, with our praise, Father God, with our worship, Father God, that you said the windows of heaven will open up, Father God, and pour blessings upon this line, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, because all of you, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God. You said that you will give us, Father God, if we humble ourselves, if we pray to you, Father God, if we turn from our own wicked ways, Father God. You said that you will hear our prayers, Father God, and that you will heal this land. So we thank you for total healing. We thank you for complete healing and total deliverance right now today, Father God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, for our faith that is now. We thank you for salvation that is now. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, as we come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, that our strength is in you this morning, Father God. We come to you that our healing is in you this day, Father. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we come to rejoice, Father God, and be glad in it, Father God. We come right now today, Father, that you have rent the veil, Father God. So we stand before you right now today that whatever affliction, Father God, that you have brought upon our loins, Father God, that you said that you would deliver us out of, Father God. We just come right now today, Father God, that affliction, Father God, bring forth healing, Father. That affliction, Father God, bring forth deliverance, Father. We thank you that affliction bring forth peace, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. No weapon formed against the vision that you've given us shall prosper, Father. No weapon formed against the mission that you've given us shall prosper, Father God. No weapon formed against our families shall prosper, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that we're able to stand in agreement, Father God. 1 and 2, Father God, were gathered in your name. We thank you, Father, that we're able to expect an expectation, Father, because of our faith right now today, Father God, that we will, yes, Lord, store our treasures in heaven, Father God. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now today, Father God, as you bring forth, yes, Lord, every request, Father God, as you unhearten any heart, Father, as you remove anything that is not of you right now today, Father God. We thank you that this line is secure, Father God. We thank you that this line has been an avenue, Father God, that this line is your agenda right now today for Message of Christ Church, Father God. So we just thank you right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, yes, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. Again, this is our Touch and Agree Week with Message of Christ Church. If you have a prayer request, stand on whatever it is that the Father is asking you to make your request known in, and expect that the prayers of the fervency prayers of the righteous, as you're standing in agreement with your request, will avail of much. At this time, the lines are open. Just go ahead and *6 your phone to mute yourself in. And if you have any background noise or you want to mute yourself back out, we ask that you *6 to mute yourself back out. The lines are open. You can go ahead and make your prayer request known at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. If there's none at this time, God is good. God is awesome. God is faithful. God is eternal. The blessing of the Lord make a rich and add him no sorrow. God's word is light and life unto us. As we go forward with Touch and Agree, I just want you guys to touch and agree, and it's almost like you got to understand where you are in God. You got to understand where you are in your faith. So it's being made known to us as believers that we have to co-labor with the Father. It's things and business that he tells us to get into, and it's not necessarily corporate business, but it's his business that he asks us to get into and get involved with. And there's some things he say it's not your business. But today, it's our business to touch and agree. It's our business to stand in the gap for those that we love. It's our business to co-labor and intercede for what God has shown us, is showing us right now in this day. And in the city of Chicago, the darkness comprehend not what God is saying in this hour. But as we come together on this line, he said, light make manifest. So we want to thank God for the light that he has in us. He said, who lights a candle and hides it under a bushel? So whatever God has given you, whatever God has brought you through, whatever God is telling you to stand in agreement with, whatever God is bringing forth in this hour, he wants it to be made known. He said, how can you love me who you've not seen and not love your brother who you walk and you walk and talk to, or even if you talk to him every day? He asks us to give up the ways, the wicked ways that we have. He asks us to cling to him and incline our ears to him so that we can see his people. Our life is not our own. And when we touching and agreeing, we touching and agreeing for what God has given us, but what God has changed us from, what God has transformed us in. Our minds were not always the same, and we still have a ways to go. But we want to thank God this morning that we have a ways to go with each other, that we're going to touch and agree for whatever it is. Even in this day, we just don't stop touching and agreeing because we started at 6 a.m., but it's the thing that ends it. It's the expected thing. What ends your day? What starts your day? What's going on through your day? He wants us to touch and agree as living, walking vessels, living, walking testimonies. We walking and talking and speaking what it is that he has called us to do. He said we don't want to go before him. If he don't go before us, we shouldn't want to go before him. But as I just share from my heart and whatever the Father is asking me to share, in the time of silence, I just pray that all silence is broken. There's something. There's someone. There's a situation. There's a circumstance that God wants to shine light upon. And I had to come out of my own way. I had to come out of my own comfort zone. And our life is ministry. Our entire life is ministry. It's like whatever it is that we're afraid of to talk about, whatever it is that we're afraid to impartake, which is basically what it is, impartaking whatever gift that God has given us. Whatever it is that we are afraid or procrastinating about giving to the next brethren, that has to do with what's in our heart, because our whole life is ministry. The only thing that ministers to another person is what you actually been through and how you did it. And I come to realize that our life, our testimony, we are walking, living testimony. So as we come to stand and touch and agree with anything on this earth, just think about your family. Think about this city. Think about the city you're in. Think about the nation you're in. Think about the continent you're in. Think about where you are in this world. Think about us as earth. We are here together. We're not in heaven, but we can bring heaven down in our prayer. We can go into the heavenly places. He said you can go into a realm in him, a dimension in him, where heaven will bring be forth on earth in whatever situation you're going through. When Christ left, he left a comforter. He left the Holy Spirit. He left the Holy Spirit to touch and agree for whatever it is that he has already died for, so that we can get whatever it is that we need on earth. We want to thank Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Christ that is in us because we are now believers. But as we go forth and touch and agree, we want to also allow the Father to stir in us. He said he stirs in us the will to do. So allow the Father to stir in you to share or to touch and agree for what it is that we all need to touch and agree with. That power that is coming from heaven comes from with the united. He wants us to be one on earth. The unity, the oneness, even in our culture as Black African Americans. If that's not the only on the line, I know that's not, but there's other nations. But we want to thank God for even those other nations. Because they understand the unity. They understand what it is to be brought together. They understand the assembling of gathering together and exhorting each other in love. But in our culture, we lack that. So we can touch and agree for a unified culture. We can touch and agree for a new anointed spiritual culture, even in ministry, even in kingdom work and activity. We can come to touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as you touch the ears of those that hear, as you bring forth, Father God, the meat of the word unto us as people, Father God, that we're no longer babes, Father, that we're no longer being tossed to and fro, Father God, by every situation, Father God, that we're walking this narrow path. We come to touch and agree, Father God, for the life that you've given us in ministry, Father God, for the life that you've given us in Christ right now today, Father God. We want to bow down, Father God. Yes, Lord. We want to let go, Father God. We want to put on what you caused us to put on, Father God, so that we can fight the good fight of faith, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you right now today, Father God, because you've equipped us. If we're here on this line, you've equipped us, Father God. You've given us more than we can ask for, Father God, because you called us, Father God, out of dark places. Let us not forget those places that we were bound to. Let us not forget those places that we were chained to. But we just come right now today as the lines are open for us to touch and agree for one another, for whatever it is that he's asking us to touch and agree with. Just star six your phone and mute yourself in at this time. This is the Message of Christ Church. We thank you and welcome you for joining us. This is our Touch and Agree Week. You can star six your phone and make your prayer request known at this time.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He's worthy. Yes, Lord. You're worthy, Father God. Yes, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Father. Yes, Lord. We honor you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're Jehovah Jireh, Father. You're Jehovah Nisi, Father God. You're Jehovah Shalom, Father God. Yes, Lord. You're El Shaddai, Father God. Hallelujah. You're Elohim, Father God. You're the beginning and the end, Father God. You're the great I Am, Father. We just bless you right now today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The lines are open. You can go ahead. Star six your phone.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. This is
God bless you.
God bless you too. I do have a prayer request. That God's will be done in this election. Not man's will, not even our will, but his will. that as people go to the polls, he will drop in their spirit that person that he has or he desires to be in office over this country or over this nation.
Amen.
And
amen.
That the people will be obedient, knowing that it's not necessarily their will, our will, but it's his will. This is a real important election. So that's my prayer for us. And I always pray for the nation. I always pray for the nation. So this is one of the big concerns that I'm interceding for.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kim. We want to thank you for that request as our hearts and our mind and our will is being exposed to what the election is actually bringing forth. We just want to thank God right now today because God is in control. We want to thank God for even touching the evil of the lesser to bring forth whatever it is that God wants to establish in this earth today. We thank God for the election. We thank God for being able to see what it is that we're in, whatever the time that we're living in. We thank God for prophecy. We thank God for what is being exposed through the election, that even as believers, we can come to the conclusion of who we are in this earth. We thank God right now today, Father God, as you touch Hillary Clinton, as you touch Trump, Donald Trump, Father God, and as you bring forth, Father God, whatever manifestation, Father, that you have brought forth in the earth, Father God, to will and to do in their life right now today, Father God. But we know, Father, you created Black Smith.
Unmuted.
The code, Father God. Joe is
muted.
No weapon formed against this nation shall prosper. No weapon formed against the election shall prosper, Father God. But we come to you right now today as believers, Father God. And we come to lift the standard, Father God, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Father God. For you have called us to repent, Father God. So we pray for our nation, Father. We pray for the leaders that are in position, Father God. We pray for this election in 2016, Father God, that whatever you have called, Father God, yes, Lord, to be established in this earth in 2016, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that they will bring forth, yes, Lord, whatever it is that you have given them, Father God. So we come to you right now today, Father, to stand in unity, Father God. We come, Father God, because we are under an open heaven, Father God. And we come right now today, Father, to stand in agreement right now today with your word, Father God. Yes, Lord, that establishes kingdom, Father God. We come to stand in agreement right now today, Father God, for whatever election, Father, Democratic or Republican, Father God. We know, Father God, that in you, Father, there is no loss, there is no gain. It is just you speaking, Father God. So speak into Hillary's life. Speak into Donald's life right now today, Father God. Cause them, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father, to walk that narrow pathway. Cause things to go out of the way, Father God. Lord, that they may come to you, Father God. We just pray for them right now today, Father. We pray as a nation right now today, Father God, because you said that we birth nations, Father. So we thank you right now today, Father God, for whoever gets in office, Father God. We thank you that you said we govern this nation. We govern this earth, Father God, as believers, Father God. So we just come, Father God, that this election, Father God, yes, Lord, draws us closer to you. This election, Father God, yes, Lord, right now in you today, Father God, that this election, Father God, brings forth everything that your people need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that even in the wealth of the wicked that is laid up for the just, Father God, we come to you to be that just in this nation, Father God. We come, Father God, that you say, yes, Lord, your will, Father God, and your word shall not go out and come back void, Father God. You say, Father God, don't involve ourselves in civilian activities, Father God. We thank you that your word, Father God, is yes and amen, Father God. So we thank you for causing the eyes of your people to be open to see, causing the ears of your people to be open to hear, causing the lame to walk, Father God, that whatever is needed in this election, Father God, yes, Lord, you have already predestined, you have already preordained, Father God, already the book, Father God. So we thank you that we're experiencing a life in the supernatural right now, Father God. So we thank you for giving us a vision this morning on this election, for giving us a mission this morning on this election, Father God, because we're co-laboring with you, Father God. And whatever you call for us to do, Father God, wherever you call us to go, Father God, we say yes. And we say amen. Let your will be done in this election. We plead the blood of Jesus right now today, Father God. Yes, Lord, over every ballot. We plead the blood of Jesus right now today, Father, over every vote right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, over the judicial system, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord, over every veto law, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over our president right now today, Father God. We just come right now to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the power of restoration, Father. We thank you for the power of reconciliation, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for the power. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, as we stand as the great nation, Father God, in God, Father God, yes, Lord, in you, Father God. We thank you that our currency was in you, Father God. We thank you that the schools cannot even keep us, Father God, yes, Lord, from speaking into you, Father God, from sharing your testimony, from sharing your, yes, Lord, thank you, Father. The things and the good news of you today, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for whatever agenda is in this election, Father. We thank you that your agenda seeds, Father God, that your agenda, Father God, yes, Lord, will bring forth, Father God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, every participant, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We bless you, Father God, as a nation. We bless you right now today, Father God. Yes, Lord, as America, Father God. We bless you right now today, Father God, because we are in the kingdom. We are civilians of heaven, Father God. We are civilians of heaven, Father God, and we thank you, Father, that the citizenship that we have, Father God, yes, Lord, that we will not be encamped or entrapped, Father God, in this election, Father, but as you cause us to put our hands together, as you cause us to put our hearts together, as you cause us to touch the root of everything, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father, that be made visible in this time, Father. We just bless you right now today because it's already done, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If there's another prayer request, you can go ahead and star six your phone and make your request known. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we remind you to call us. Thank you. I just want to touch and agree for parents, whether they're single parents, whether they're parents that are married, for our children, for the generations to come, for the generations that are now. I just want to touch and agree for the hearts of those that who are responsible for training the children up in the way they shall go, so when they're older they will not depart. And only God can show us how to train our children up. Only God can show us what it is that we have to sow into our children. Only God can show us who our children is. And at some point, we have to give our children back to God. And I had to understand that totally. And then somewhere in the Bible, it says, like our parents used to always say, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. That's not what they were supposed to say to us. That's something that was word in the Bible. But the only person that can take us out and the only person that can take our children out is by the will of God. The enemy can't even take our children out. Whatever God has ordained for the life of us as parents, whatever he has called us to do, we're responsible to a certain point until our children can actually understand the will of God, can actually make sound decisions. We're responsible not for what their actions are, but we're responsible for what seeds we sow into their life so they have something to decide upon. So when they come into that block or that fork in the road, they have an option of wisdom instead of it always being foolishness. So I just want to pray for the minds and the hearts of parents, single parents, married parents, couple, grandparents. It's a lot of grandparents raising our children these days, and it's a lot of our children raising themselves. And I was once one of those children. So I just want to touch and agree with what God requires in this time for us to cover our children, for us to pray for our children, for us to pray with our children. I want to touch and agree for the conversation that he wants us to have over dinner, for the ways that God has placed family to be restored in this time. I just want to decree and declare restoration in family, restoration in mothers and daughters, restoration in fathers and sons, restoration in aunts and nieces, restoration in uncles and nephews. I just want to plead the blood of Jesus upon every responsible vessel right now, today, in this hour, because it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength to take on that responsibility. But I just want to thank God for being able to touch and agree right now in this hour that strength is now, that their responsibility is now, that whatever God has given us to pass on to the generation is now. So I just thank God right now today, Father, as we touch and agree, Father God, as we lift up parents in this hour, as we lift up mothers and fathers in this hour right now today, Father God, I thank you for giving instruction. I thank you for giving wisdom. I thank you for giving wise counsel, Father God. I thank you right now today that we're drawn to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that what you've given us, Father God, you said that you want it back, Father. So we give it right now to you, Father God, our mind, our will, and our emotion. We give it right now to you, Father God. Yes, Lord, the seed that you've planted in us, Father God. We give it right now to you, Father, every young man and every young woman, Father God. We give it right now to you, Father God. Yes, Lord, if you called us to be patriots, if you called us to be matriarchs, Father God, if you called us to trailblaze in this time right now today, Father God, we give it to you, Father God. We make ourselves available, Father God, so that we are effective, Father God, so that we touch, Father God, the hearts of our children today, Father, the hearts of this generation, Father God. We come against the perverseness, Father. We come against rebellion right now today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come against any retaliation, Father God. We come against any backlash right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We come against any depression, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now today, Father God. We come against, Father, yes, Lord, any isolation, Father God, of the mind, Father, of the heart right now today, Father God. We thank you that the door of our children's heart is open, Father God, so that they can receive, Father, the blessing of their mother, so that they can receive the blessing of their fathers, so that they can receive the blessing, Father God, of their grandparents, the empowerment, Father God, so that they can be successful, Father God, yes, Lord, throughout their life, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we pray. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, thank you, Father. If there's a prayer request, in this time, we want to touch and agree with you. You can star six your phone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. If there's not a prayer request at this time, we can go ahead and end the call. Just want to thank God for Matthew 18:19, at some time in the day, devote yourself to Matthew 18:19, whatever version it is, let God's word just penetrate in your heart, saturate your heart. If someone's trying to chime in, you can go ahead and star six and make your request known. If not, as we end the broadcast, we just want to thank God for all power over the enemy. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning. How are you?
All right. This is Sister Stephanie. I would just like for you to touch and agree. I have a granddaughter that I don't know, my son, her mother is divorced, and I just want you to touch and agree that the Lord would change your mama's heart, that I would get a chance to meet her. I haven't seen her since she was a baby, and I have been praying that God would just bring her to me or allow me to get to know her. She's the only grandchild that I don't know, and I would love to have a relationship with her. So I'm just asking such an agreement that the Lord would change her mama's heart, you know, allow me to get to know my granddaughter. So that's my desire. I love her, and I just want to meet her and share the word of God with her, you know, to teach her about the Lord and everything, just so she can get to know her side of the family, her daddy's side of the family as well. We all love her, and I'm the grandmama that don't know her. She has another grandmama, but she stays with her grandmother. But I want to get to know my granddaughter, and I want to teach her about the Lord. And I just want to have a relationship with her. So I just want you to touch and agree with me that God will change your mama's heart and allow me to spend time with, you know, my granddaughter.
Amen. What's your granddaughter's name?
Jasmine Taylor.
How old is Miss Young? I mean, Jasmine. I'm kind of miss.
She's 7. She's going to be 8 in November. This
Amen.
Is my son. Bless you, child.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just want to touch and agree right now in this hour for Sister Stephanie's family right now today, Father God. We want to touch and agree with our heart right now today, Father God, to extend whatever it is that you planted in her, Father God, so that her granddaughter, Yazanae Taylor, Father God, as it's going through the airways, as we go about through our day, keep Yazanae Taylor lifted in prayer. And we want to thank you, Father God, for even giving Stephanie, Father God, yes, Lord, the unction in her spirit, Father, to know that her granddaughter belongs, Father God, to you, Father God, to know that she's able to, when she sees her, Father God, when she meets her, Father God, to know that the word that you've given her, Father God, to transform her granddaughter's life right now today, Father God, that she's able and willing today, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, because you placed us in a time, Father God, yes, Lord, well, whatever belongs to you, Father God, whatever it is that concerns us, you will perfect, Father. So we thank you for perfecting Yazanae Taylor's life, Father God, for whatever in any position that you call us to stand in right now today, Father. We just come, Father God, that we will stand as co-laborers, Father God. We lift up the mother of Yazanae Taylor, Father God. We ask, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, as you touch her heart, Father God, as you begin to stir in her to will and to do, Father God, we come, Father, that generational gaps and Miss Stephanie's family, Father God, is being closed, Father God. We come to you right now as we stand, yes, Lord, on this tower right now today, Father God. Even, Father God, in word, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for Stephanie being able to look out her window, Father God, for to see her granddaughter coming her way, Father God.
Yes,
we thank you right now today, Father God, that you make a pathway to Stephanie right now today, Father. We thank you that you reunite, yes, Lord, and you restore, Father God, restoration, Father God, that you restore relationship, Father God. Yes, Lord, even in her son right now today, Father God, we thank you for their race relationship. We plead the blood of Jesus upon mother and son relationship, Father God. God, even as I went through my trial today, Father God, and last night, Father, we come to a place of forgiveness, Father God. So whatever has tried to bring division, Father God, we come right now today that it is being, Father, yes, Lord, thank you, Father, settled in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We cover the divorce right now today, Father God. We come against anything that tried to attack, right now today, Father God, that relationship, Father God. Yes. But we thank you, Father, for whatever child was born, Father God, for Yazaneh that was born through, Father God. Yes, Lord, that relationship, Father God. Yes. We thank you that we focus our attention, Father God, on what is being able to be rebuilt, what is being able to be restored, Father God. We speak into any desolate place right now today, Father God. We thank you for causing Yazaneh's eyes, Father God, yes, Lord, to open up to you, causing Yazaneh's ears to open up to you, Father God. We thank you that it is the child that was born, Father God. So we come with all power over the enemy right now today, Father God.